Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Throwback Thursday, wrapping up that 6 a.m. wake up mix, June 26, 2025. Good morning, everybody. You're waking up with the number one Bill and Jessica show.
What's up? Good morning. It's going to be partly sunny today. Chance of a shower or a thunderstorm later on. Highs in the low to mid-90s.
Yes, we're live. Bill and Jessica show TV up on a Power TikTok. Make sure to follow us at Power 101.7 FM. A lot of stuff for you coming up this morning. We could have your shot to get hooked up with that $50 gift card to Kalamata Mazze Bar right there in West Ocean City. Keep listening to win. Jess, you got all the 411.
That's right. Kalamata Mazze Bar. They're located at 12840 Ocean Gateway in West Ocean City. They are the winner of Best New Restaurant and the Best of Ocean City from OceanCity.com. And at Kalamata Mazze Bar, they celebrate the experience with authentic Greek, Turkish and Moroccan inspired plates. It's perfect for pairing with handcrafted cocktails or a glass of wine. They're open noon until 10 p.m. Check out their menu and everything about them at KalamataOCMD.com.
Absolutely. Again, keep listening to win that $50 gift card. Coming up this weekend, actually on Friday, just to kick off the weekend, you're going to be hanging out in Pocomoke with Tops Cut Off. It is Clayton Holmes, and you got all those details.
Yes, we're going to have a great time. Clayton Holmes of Pocomoke, they have their Sizzlin' Summer Giveaway event, and you can enjoy the day with family, win some prizes, and also find an affordable, high-quality home. They'll have food, an ice cream truck for the kids, and lots of prizes. And anybody who visits, you get to qualify for that chance to win a 55-inch TV.
Yes.
So no matter what you're looking for, Clayton has it. Designer kitchens, spa bathrooms, walk-in closets, beautiful and customized exterior features, and so much more. KP and Cash and myself, we're going to be out there tomorrow, 3 until 5.
Yeah, make sure to come on through to kick off the weekend. A lot of stuff for you coming up this morning, including right after 7 o'clock. We have Jose Quinones, real estate broker, AskForJose.com. He's going to be back in studio.
Yep.
So looking forward to talking to him after 8 o'clock. Of course, we have that coffee mix, Throwback Thursday. We have some FMLs this morning, F My Life moments. We'll do that around 8:50. In the 9 o'clock hour, we have Hangry Facts.
I'm always hangry.
And all things hangry.
Yeah. I'm involved.
Right? So we'll talk about that. Before we get into some trending stories, let me tell you how legally blind I am. Legally blind.
What happened?
So 2 days ago, which would have been Tuesday, the day that I came back, you know, it was like 110 degrees, whatever it was. Well, I don't even know how I did it, but it was at one point during the day, I went to take my glasses off or when to put them on or when to put them in the case. I don't even remember, but the arm snapped off.
No, no. Do you have a backup?
So.
No, you don't?
I had the ones that I have, okay, the glasses that I wear are the progressive glasses. Mm-hmm. Now, my glasses people will know what I'm talking about. Other people might not. But it's just a certain prescription. Okay? And it helps me see.
See.
Because I am legally blind. Okay? So when I take off my glasses, I can still see. You know, I can even drive. Okay?
You
with
can?
It's not like I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know where I'm going.
All right. I can't.
But I don't know if I, but I would not pass. I probably couldn't drive. I'm telling you, I can drive, but I shouldn't because I couldn't pass the test. As far as like looking at the letters, I couldn't. I would not be able to pass the test if I took it.
Yeah,
as clear as that.
Right.
You know, I can see. I can see the cars. I can see the lights. I can drive, but I would not be able to like read the signs. Mm-hmm. So maybe I can't drive.
Yeah.
Now, I can drive.
Able to.
I've got progressive sunglasses as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
that's great.
Yeah, so I do have a backup to these progressives, which are the sunglasses, but they're not ideal to wear like all the time. So right away, you know, I'm getting on, getting on Zenni, and I'm ordering new glasses.
Yeah.
So I did. Mm-hmm. But the arm's off the other one, so I can't wear them. So I got to go to my old glasses, mm-hmm. which are the prescription, but they're not the progressive. Okay? And for some reason, it's not it.
No.
It's like a big down, like a big downgrade.
Because you already know but the it's difference. Not, you're used to the other ones.
Yes. And I don't understand why it's such a big downgrade. It because it's the same prescription, except for it's not the progressive glasses.
Yeah.
Progressive glasses gives you both near and, you know, and these other ones are just the, what is it? When you can't see far.
Then you're nearsighted.
Okay, well, that's what the regular ones are.
Okay.
These are both. I'll tell you about why. Okay, so Brandon yesterday, I had to pick him up from work. Well, first off, yesterday I came in with the old glasses. And I don't know if you noticed yesterday, but I was struggling.
Well, I noticed that you had the other ones on.
Yeah.
But as far as reading and things like that, you didn't mention it.
Well.
You were struggling.
Yeah. Oh, yesterday was, I mean, and it's
frustrating. Because it'll give you a headache and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number one, it's frustrating. Mm-hmm. Number two, like, I was sitting here looking at the paper, at the computer, like, all over. And I'm like, Jess, can you go?
Well, no, I did see you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, where you had to, like, adjust it or
move and I still couldn't
further
see it.
Away or what? Bring it closer.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was doing. I was doing anything I could to read it. I was throwing it on the foot back here, bringing it up here, telling you. And I know, I sound like a dinosaur? Do I sound old? You know, hey, no, everybody has glasses.
Everybody who has glasses.
Yeah, young, old, whatever. Yes. So I'm like, Jess, can you go to the other side of the room and hold this paper up so I can read this email? Yes. So, you know, I'm like, really, it was terrible.
It
was terrible yesterday. Yeah. I couldn't wait to get in the truck and put the sunglasses on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because it was crazy.
So you could feel like yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't even feel like myself yesterday. I really wasn't here yesterday.
It was like life changing when you got to the truck. Life changing. On the sunglasses.
Life changing.
It was
yesterday in here was a different person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So yesterday, so I had to, in the afternoon, I went to pick Brandon up from work and he also wears glasses.
Yes.
Well, he knew I was struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw the glasses that had the broken arm.
Okay.
And he was like, Dad, you broke your glasses. I was like, yeah. And he said, what are you going to do? And I said, well, I already ordered, new glasses. I said, but I was struggling today. And I was telling him. And he's like, you want me to super glue this arm on?
Yeah.
And he's like, that's what I've done to mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah. I said, sure. I mean, I appreciate it. Whatever you can do. I said, but, you know. I'm sure the arm's going to break right off. And he's like, no. He said, I can do it where it stays. He said, you just got to be careful.
Right.
Because I did it to mine and I use him. I mean,
for a long time.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So he super glued the arm. And I feel like I'm. Yes. I feel like I'm back. Yes.
Yes.
I'm back today. Yeah. So thank you, Brain. Yeah.
Yes, he saved the day.
Oh
he
God.
Saved the rest of the week.
He's like, don't.
These new ones.
He's like, look, I'm just going to put like a little bit of super glue here. He said, can't close the arm.
No.
The one side is like just.
Yes, just straight.
Straight out.
Yes, but it's on there.
But until you get your new ones, he said, just be careful with them. But, you should be good.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but the arm's going to break off. He's like, no, you should be all right. So yesterday afternoon, he said, just leave them sit for a couple minutes.
Yep.
So I did.
Is it the Gorilla Glue? Because we have some of that at home, and it is good stuff.
It may be.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it may be. So I put them on yesterday, and I was like, this is a new life.
Yeah.
This is absolutely a new life. Like, again, I feel like I'm like back. Okay? So that's how legally blind your boy is. All right? That's it.
Oh, my gosh. Please give Brandon a big thank you from me, because when you're off, we struggle in here a little bit. But I did notice you were kind of, messing with the paper a little bit closer.
And that wasn't even.
Or moving it further away.
That was doing jack.
I didn't know if you had a headache or anything, because that's happened to me before with the glasses. And when they're not the correct prescription, forget it.
I mean, I'm squinting. I mean, it was terrible. It was crazy. Yeah. And it was my prescription before I got this other prescription.
I know, but.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Okay, let me ask you this.
It is hard.
Any updates on Chadwick?
Not yet.
Still not. He's still
pushing
not,
it.
Still.
He's pushing it.
Because I know that you said he had his birthday.
Yeah.
And that was a thing.
That's
and you
what
were talking
he was
about
waiting for.
And he's still squinting and struggling.
And I said, all right, it's time. Like, I'll just throw out little hints here and there.
Still no.
He's going to go, but he's just not there yet.
So he's going to just sit there and suffer.
But yeah, pretty much. I said, this yeah. is going to be life changing.
Yeah.
Like, you don't like understand.
Like, it's quality of life.
Yeah. I said, yeah. babe, just listen. When you get glasses, it's going to be HD. Like, this is going to be life changing.
Yes.
You'll be able to see the score now on the TV.
Yes.
Because before, you never had to use them. So,
yeah.
you know, you watch football, you're watching baseball, we're right in the middle of baseball season.
We he can't see the score?
He can't see the score.
Really?
He's starting
to it's like that.
Yeah, or he'll get up out of the bed.
Yeah.
And, like, get real close to the TV, just says,
stop it.
Yeah.
No.
Or he'll say, babe, what's the score up there? Because I can see it.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Yeah, little things like that. So, and it's an inconvenience.
Yes.
When you're comfortable, you're in bed. You're watching something and you have to get up.
So, yep.
Yeah. So he'll get there.
Okay.
Yeah. I told him it's going to be HD.
It is. He's going to.
It's going to change your life.
Yeah. And it's nothing. You just wear the glasses.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. So he, I have a few different pair of glasses.
Yeah.
Different colors, different shapes. And some of his friends have glasses. So he put on a pair of theirs just to see the different shape, what they look like. And I'm like, it looks great. You look fine. I know at first you're like, oh, I don't know. What do I look like? But it's life changing.
Yeah. Look, you can get cool looking glasses. You can get whatever kind you want.
I know.
It's all good.
Yes.
You know?
And I'm just waiting for that prescription. Let's go.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy.
You know,
you open up something in the cabinet in the kitchen. You want to look at the label or whatever. You can't. You can't see nothing.
Yep.
Well, look, they always say, you know, go to the doctor, go to the dentist, go to the eye doctor.
Yeah.
Don't sit there and struggle. I should do like a, you know, a PSA telling people to go get their eyes checked.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Life changing. 6:34. Let's do this.
Say what? That's crazy.
Here's what's trending.
We set the trend.
On Power 101.7.
All right, guys, here are some trending stories. On a Throwback Thursday, a poll found the average person suffers 35 scrapes and bruises each year, or 3 a month.
Oh.
All right. And when you factor in the injuries from childhood, the average lifetime total is about 4,000.
What?
A lot of scrapes, bruises, you know.
That's a high number.
All that kind of stuff.
That's a high number.
If you don't have your glasses on, then, you know,
then you get all busted
that's
up.
When you get all scrapes and bruises.
That's a lot.
A new survey talked to 100 pet owners in each of the 50 states, found out the pet owners in Connecticut have the cuddliest pets.
Oh, okay.
Okay. People in Massachusetts are most likely to celebrate their pet's birthday.
Oh.
That's what Jess does.
Okay.
With all her pets.
Celebrating the birthdays for your pet.
Party planning and all that.
All of it.
An annual study of the best states for a summer road trip put Minnesota number one this year. Minnesota.
Wow.
Followed by New York and Ohio. Delaware is last.
Stop.
That's crazy.
What? All the people that are here.
And the beach.
Come here and visit.
Rehoboth and Dewey.
Gosh.
And all that. Come on.
I don't believe in that study either.
Lewis, Bethany, all that.
There's no way.
People on TikTok are celebrating the deliciousness of raw onions. Mm. Yeah, some people are biting into them like an apple.
Ooh, I mean, I like raw onion, but I don't eat it like that.
Yeah, others have a more civilized way of like dressing them up. But it's like a thing on TikTok. You get a raw onion and...
Oh.
Jess, can we try it? You do it?
The breath of these people.
Well, your breath already stinks, so...
It's already that smell anyway.
Yeah. It's already, you know, onion, garlic.
Ugh.
A hoagie.
Do you want
to
do it?
Well,
eat an onion like that, onion?
I'll film.
No. You want to do it.
A cop in England
into that stuff.
Told a female coworker to put his finger, to pull his finger.
Oh, here we go.
And she refused, so he spun around and farted in her face. And now he might get fired for it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, that is kind of like... when you're at home and you do that with the kids or whatever. That's like a funny prank.
That's not child abuse?
But I don't know.
Farting in their face?
I didn't say in their face, but you know, you pull your finger and then the person farts. Well, it's not in their face, but this is crossing the line a little bit, don't you think?
Would you consider it? All right, if somebody here came up to you and said, pull my finger.
What if they did it to you? My finger spun around and farted in your face.
Well, so somebody here, here's my question. If they said, pull my finger, okay?
Okay.
Let's say DJ Hux came in here. And he said, Jess, because, you know, you guys are friends, whatever.
This is already a no.
He's like, pull my finger. And you were like, get out of here. No, no, no. He's like, come on, point. And you're like, no, no, no. So he turned around and farted. Okay. But he didn't like, I mean, obviously you guys are standing there. He's not like farting in your mouth or in your face.
Ew, that's so sick. What do you mean in my mouth? What?
I don't know why I said that. No, he like farted in your face. Okay.
Is but that he just farts? He it's just, in my face and my mouth. No, or just farts.
Just farts. Okay, in your
I'm
direction.
Fine with that. Fine.
You're whatever. Fine with it.
Not fine, but
in your direction.
Yeah, I'm not like.
Is that
having a meltdown and like going to HR over?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Is that considered harassment? But,
I guess it could be.
Really?
I mean, for me, I'm not going to turn anybody in. But yeah, in the general workplace.
Right.
Pull my finger and all these jokes and pranks. And you turn around. Finger. Yeah. And like flagellants. You're going to fart on somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, no, I think that could be a thing.
Fart on somebody.
Now, me personally, now you said in your face, your mouth. I mean, don't cross the line. Well, you know, obviously, I'm not into that.
Yeah, so.
But somebody is doing a prank and like, pull my finger. And they fart or something. Yeah, I'm not, you know, going to HR over it. But I'm just sure that there is some people that will.
Just in your direction, though.
Yeah, some people will. I'm not, but... And then, ugh, I don't even want to imagine what his farts smell like.
The dog.
I don't even want to, like, think about it.
It smells like egg or raw sewage.
I don't want to know. There's been a couple incidents here in the bathroom that are just, like, over the top. And
I can tell you what certain people...
No, and it's disgusting. So, like, I don't know what people eat. I don't know what radio personalities eat.
No, radio station bathrooms are the freaking worst. Look, this is my career, and I can tell you. When you work at a radio station...
No.
The bathroom area? Oh, God.
Like, I just want to know what's going on with the men's right now.
There's always something going on with the men's. Always something going on with the men's.
I have not been inside that bathroom physically in a very long time.
Good.
But I walked by and I looked and the seat was up. And that bowl. What's going on? What's going on in there? Bowl? Let's go look at it. Come on. Did you want to know what's wrong with it?
Someone robbed the Quick Stop convenience store in Alabama last weekend wearing a Scooby-Doo costume.
Oh, boy.
And the authorities are hoping to bring him to justice, possibly, you know, help him from some meddling kids. Here's a couple good news stories. A woman in Texas lost her wedding ring in a lake. A diver found it.
Oh, my gosh. He did?
Yeah, in a lake. That's like a needle in a haystack, right?
Yeah.
Only after 2 days, he found it.
He found it.
A beach in Maine is in the news for adding a free dog library. Instead of books, you can borrow sticks and tennis balls.
Oh.
They're calling it a dog library. And a study found eating one avocado a day.
Love it.
Can help you sleep better.
Love it.
Yeah. People did it for 6 months and it had a significant effect on their sleep quality.
This is great. All right.
So one avocado a day.
I'll add that.
I like it.
I'll add that to my things that I'm doing.
641. It's a Bill and Jessica show. We got a 47 ABC update coming up at Throwback Thursday continues.
Hey, what's up?